Starting off the show by welcoming in Chief Dan Hudson, the North Platte Chief of Police, joining us here. And we have a double duty here for our monthly Chat with the Chief, as we have Fire Chief Dennis Thompson joining us as well for the first time on KODY since I've been here. Chief Thompson, good to have you in the studio, sir.
Well, it's good to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Chief Hudson, you've been working to get this guy in the studio for a little while now.
We have, the negotiations have been long and in depth. He's more of a TV guy, you know. Would you look like that guy? He's a TV guy.
He's a TV guy.
I'm typically saving lives at this time of morning, so we kind of. But I feel like I'm amongst royalty now. This is good.
Well, it's good to have you in the studio, Chief Thompson.
Well,
glad to have you here with us. Appreciate all the work that you do, too. And for those that are unaware, too, Chief Thompson, you've been with the City of North Platte for a long time. But prior to your involvement here locally, you were a Marine, too. Is that correct?
No, I was not.
Hey,
I won't take that from Chief Hudson. I've got two sons that were in the Marine Corps.
Okay, that might be
so
where I was
strong,
thinking that.
Strong ties.
All right. Of course, Dan, we know, is a Marine and had some service. And your son's in the service as well, so two of you have some similarities in that.
He's in the Navy.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart. But yeah, no, God bless him. God bless all of our sailors, soldiers, airmen.
Now, wait a minute. They have us tuned on again, Dan.
He listens every now and again. They're deployed, so who knows what time it is wherever they are. So.
Oh. It's been a beautiful week here. We're getting all sorts of weather here, experiencing winter weather, spring weather, a little summer on Monday. But it's been a busy week here. I know both of you were in attendance at the Tuesday City Council meeting as well. Well, somebody had to leave a little early because duty called. But
yeah, I couldn't have timed that or planned that better. but was there for some of it, and it's always good to partake in that and just be a part of what's going on in the city, whether it regards specifically police or fire. I know Chief Hudson and I try to be at all of our council meetings. Just we need to be in the know what's happening everywhere in the city. So yeah, I enjoy those opportunities.
It's great to have a couple of department heads there in attendance, getting firsthand knowledge.
And there's Lane's generally always there, and Dawn is always there, Judy's always there. But you know, it's interesting just.
And Judy got her workout in on
Tuesday. Oh, boy. I told her, can you just kick someone out of one of those?
Just bring a chair to the podium.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Or just bring a mic back to where she sits. She's a busy lady.
Give her a wireless mic almost.
She's a busy lady. But, you know, it's interesting because part of the conversation at the meeting Tuesday was about the processes, about how do we figure out the processes. And by no means am I an expert on the – we were all talking off the air before we started this morning about – learning the process kind of as we go, but I tell you, in the 2.5 years I've been there, and Chief Thompson and I go to all these meetings, and we talk about it later, it's like the things that you actually just learn by sitting through those work sessions, sitting through the city council meetings, and there's things that come up and say, oh, didn't we talk about, we did that a year and a half ago, or we've been working on this, you know, so it's kind of interesting to have a historical, you know, as it goes week to week, but there's a lot of good information that comes there, and I know since they've switched over and Lessa Shop has done a great job so far with the YouTube channel, that's more on YouTube now than just the other one, and it's interesting because those are up there, but they get a lot of hits, and a lot of people are actually watching and paying attention. You can't, you know, originally when the pandemic started a year ago, you could Zoom in and you could kind of do some of that stuff, but now you can watch, but you can't call in from that platform. But there's a lot of people that are out there watching, so that's good. People need to be involved. People need to be involved in their local government.
Absolutely.
And I think on the regular agenda, Chief Thompson, there was something involving your department towards the end of the regular agenda. Is that right?
We had on consent agenda, we had our annual report for 2020 that we presented to the council, and that went through without any issues, but that's always a fun thing and interesting. We know we're busy throughout the year, but until we really sit down and look at those numbers and what the different departments within the fire department are doing, it's just good time to reflect and see where we've been and where we're headed, and by no means am I can I take all the glory for that report. I've got an assistant chief and an administrative assistant that do a lot of work in putting together numbers and information, and then I get to present it and look like I've really been busy. But it's a team effort. It really is. It's a lot of people doing a lot of things, and they do it well. So yeah, great information in there. We were busy in 2020. We were down a little bit on our call volume, but at the same time, I would tell you, while the numbers, just over 200 fewer calls, that number really isn't reflective, as you, everybody knows, as we look at what was going on in our community across the country with COVID. I would tell you we were busier than we've been in years, just in preparation and response to COVID type.
And it was challenging for you and your staff, Chief Thompson, because if you were going to go into somebody's home, there was protective equipment that you guys had to put on ahead of storming the home, and I know there's a lot of changes in 2020 that you wouldn't think the fire department would have to have addressed.
Exactly. We've always taken precautions in terms of protecting ourselves and our patients.
Sure.
from things, but this took it to a whole new level, and we were certainly donning outerwear that perhaps made us look more like a SWAT team entering a home than an EMS or fire agency, and that was tough on for our people as well as our customers. So, but everybody weathered that storm well, and we're excited that we're seeing some relaxing, and yet we remain cautious and we'll continue to take precautions to protect ourselves and our public, but. We believe we're on the right track here now, and things will start to ease up just a bit, and maybe we'll appear like people expect us to appear.
Now, Chief Thompson, how long have you been with the City of North Platte, sir?
I've been with the Career Fire Department 28 years now.
Okay.
Started out, spent about 5 years in the volunteer fire service, and got a feel for it, and thought, you know what, this is a good thing, and looking back, I made a good decision, and I've been blessed over and over again to be a part of the city family. I've been given opportunities that otherwise I wouldn't have had. So, and it's been good to my family. So it's just a great opportunity every day, and I get to work alongside folks like Chief Hudson and his staff. We speak every day. Well,
depends on the day.
I get to today. I get to be here with him, so.
It's early.
The day's just started.
Yeah.
Ask him again at 4 o'clock.
yeah, we have a lot of fun. We do. Chief Hudson and I speak every day in some form, fashion, and just touch base to see what's going on in each other's house and what we need to do for each other. And we do that with all of our department heads. We have a good rapport citywide, and that is so important.
And like you said before too, Chief Hudson, when crisis comes, when disaster happens, everybody shows up, everybody works very well together.
Absolutely. And those we talk about it a lot, and those are relationships that are built and strengthened on a daily basis. You know, you need to have those relationships, and you need to have those there's always formal agreements, and there's always formal MOAs and stuff like that, but we're very fortunate here, whether it's the fire service and the police service and the sheriffs and the troop and the railroad. We have a lot of different groups, and then we have a local hazmat group that the fire department deals with a lot. So the West Central in the last year has been a big part of all of our lives.
Yeah.
And but those are relationships that are built on a daily basis, not just when the flag goes up and it's like, oh wow, We do a pretty good job, and we're very blessed here that you don't have to look at too far to find different organizations that police and fire don't get along, and that there's a lot of animosity, especially if you go farther back east, not necessarily Nebraska, but East Coast police and fire don't get along, West Coast police and fire get along very, very well. So we're very blessed here to have a positive relationship, and we continue to build on that daily.
And Chief Thompson, you brought up the City of North Platte. Everybody in the departments work very well together. I think department heads get together. You guys still get together weekly at City Hall?
We do. Once a week, we sit down. And that's something, I give credit to our city administrator, Matt Kibben. has brought that together, and it does. It gives us an opportunity to find out what's going on at City Hall, but just as importantly, to visit with the other department heads, see what they're facing, what their needs are, and just, again, part of that team building, which is the center of all of this, because one without the other, we just can't be successful, and that's it. I've always tried to say and tell people that I'm only one person. I've got some collar brass, if you will, but at the end of the day, without those surrounding me, our organization cannot function, and oftentimes maybe I get some of the accolades, but it's the people every day out there doing what they do that make us a great, great organization and a great city. And I'll always say it's a team thing.
And Chief Thompson, you mentioned a minute ago you've been with the City of North Platte for over 20 years, sir. How long have you been the chief of the fire department?
I'm 8 years as chief now.
Okay.
Started out as a fireman, and again, opportunity. I've been blessed. I've worked up through the ranks, and just had an opportunity to see each level of the organization, and that served me well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm still having fun. And at the end of the day, as long as I'm having fun and I'm having success in providing for our personnel what they need, mm-hmm, in our community, I hope to continue doing this for another few years anyway.
So Chief Hudson, Chief Thompson, very similar to Deputy Chief Reeves, a couple of individuals who have started and worked their way up through their organizations respectively and now find themselves in administrative roles.
Absolutely, and that's the hallmark of a strong organization, that you can work your way all the way through. And we just started now. We just announced, we put out 2 days ago, I think, over Tuesday after we met with civil service, that we'll be promoting to all ranks within the organization. We've got a couple investigator spots. We have a retirement coming up at the lieutenant rank. So instead of trickle down, it's a trickle up, because if you promote, a sergeant becomes a lieutenant, an investigator becomes a sergeant, an officer becomes an investigator. So it's a trickle up. So we'll be promoting. We just announced promotions that we'll be testing in July. And so it's an opportunity for one of our sergeants to make lieutenant, which is equivalent basically as a captain. They run either patrol or CID side of the house, and then with that, an investigator will move up to sergeant. Sure. Then we'll have a couple investigator spots, probably two, which leaves us probably two or three police officer openings. And I will say, and we don't necessarily want to go too crazy on some of the local stuff that's going on, and there's a lot of talk in the last 14 and a half days about crime and what's it going to be in the City of North Platte. Well, we're going to have applications out all through May. We're going to be running applications. Please, if you feel strongly about it and you want to be part of the solution, come down, put an application in, and become a North Platte police officer, and help solve some of the problems that we're facing, and help solve some of the things that are going on in our community currently. So we'll be doing that. We're currently testing for dispatcher, which is such a difficult. We have two dispatchers in training, and the dispatchers don't just work, you know, for the police department. They work fire. They work goth. We dispatch police.
I was going to say it's more than just the City of North Platte, too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's North Platte PD, sheriffs, fire department, North Platte Fire, Gothenburg Police, and then seven rural fire. So they're busy, and it's quite a system. And I know I go in there, and you sit and watch them work at times, and just like, it's just a buzz in there, especially when it's busy.
Well, and the multitasking from those individuals too is just outstanding.
Absolutely,
and they're never just doing one task.
And it's the teamwork between Council 1 and Council 3, and mm-hmm, they're on a pro QA call, and then on Council 1, Council 3, you know, dispatches fire, and you know, and Council 4's got police or sheriffs going. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of work, and they do a great job. And again, our community is very blessed to have a professional, proactive group that does good work. So there's a lot of changes coming. There's a lot of things coming down, but we're so fortunate. But you know, with change comes challenges. Mm-hmm. So we're going to probably have some challenges. You know, our challenges happen every time someone resigns, retires, or moves on. So, you know, anytime we start applying or hiring new people, we just did had a new officer start Monday, and he came from us as a lateral Nebraska certified. He came from back east. He grew up out in the Valentine area and started his police law enforcement career out here.
Glad to have him back
in
the good
life. And we're glad to have him back out here, and he's glad to be back out here, and he's already made the commitment to our community. He's already bought a house. He's already
awesome.
So I mean, it's not a matter of, well, I'm just moving here to see what happens. He's fully committed to in moving his young children here and stuff like that. So those are the, you know, there's a lot of good positive things going on in our community, and when we can attract people with service, prior service, and that they're willing to come in and actually buy and put their kids in our schools and stuff, those are all positives.
We do need to step aside for a quick commercial break here on Mugs in the Morning. We will continue our chat with the Chiefs right after this on KODY. And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Mugs in the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo, Pete Foltz, and Bo Witt. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Continuing our chat with the Chiefs here, we have Chief Dennis from the North Platte Fire Department, Chief Dan Hudson joining us as well from the North Platte Police Department. Guys, good to have you in the studio, like we said a few moments ago, and appreciate the service you give to our community. Do a great job at providing and leading both of our local agencies. So we sure appreciate all the work that you guys do for the city of North Platte. A lot going on, we know, in the news. Last Thursday, Chief Hudson, you were at the City Council work session at City Hall. You gave a presentation along with a couple of your colleagues, including the City Engineer, Brent Berkland, and then Gary from the Chamber gave a presentation as well. What were your thoughts on that work session, Chief?
I think, as we sat through City Council the other night and during public hearing, there was a lot of questions about the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the fact that anytime people can come and listen to the process or get information out there is important. The one thing, and I mentioned it in my comments there, was at last Thursday we were a week and a half into post big announcement,
mm-hmm.
and the city already was there answering questions of things that we were hearing. We were hearing stuff about water. We were hearing stuff about sewage. We were hearing stuff about crime. And already
the city's already addressing
those. And then, you know,
even before that work session, I want to bring up to the public that may not have been at the work session or may not know, even before that work session, Chief Hudson, you were having contact with some colleagues in the law enforcement profession.
Absolutely. And we had already started talking to some folks back east, specifically Lexington, because that's the comparability right now. Everyone's going to compare us to Lexington. And Chief Thompson and I had been talking for a little bit, and for probably about a month and a half, we were kind of, we didn't know what it was necessarily, but we
heard some of the
buzz. So when we'd kind of talked to the city and said, hey, these things are going to affect us. Do we need to start talking? And it's like, yeah, go ahead and start talking. So, but the fact that the city was already trying to respond in an open and transparent way, because there's a lot of things on social media and there's a lot of people that show up to meetings and say, this is just going to get rammed down our throats. And if this, and again, not understanding the process, if this gets blighted substandard today, it's a done deal. Well, no, it's not. There's, and I was in talking to Judy yesterday and Brent, trying to understand. We talked a little bit off the air about where it goes from here, because it goes to the community redevelopment, then it goes to planning, then it can go back to there or go to city. You know, this is going to ping pong quite a few times. So
yeah,
this is, you know, it's a lot to do. And again, I don't want to appear or have people think that I know exactly, because I have no idea what, you know what, Chief Thompson and I are best when we just try to stick to public safety. if we veer out of those lanes, we get friggin' sludged right back in, because you don't want, you know, as I'm fond of saying, I'm just a simple civil servant, you know.
Chief Thompson, you brought up at the beginning of the show too, even before the show, we were talking off the air, that, you know, this is a good example for those like yourself who have gone through processes like this before, of how the process works. And even an individual like yourself that knows how this process works, it's tough to keep track of, okay, where does it go from here? Does it go CRA, planning? There's just a lot to keep track of there.
Yeah, as much as I know nothing at all, and it's. I think that's.
We got to put that on bumper stickers.
Hey, did you hear that? A firefighter just said. I keep a log of things that Chief Thompson says, so I can come back at him later.
You know, as Chief Hudson said, I think it's important that, you know, we know, you know, probably just about as much as anybody knows in the city, and it's important that.
Well, I disagree with that. You're a couple of informed. You go to the city council meetings.
We do.
So
we
you're
do.
You're very well informed citizens.
But I mean, the information that's being released, we're hearing it.
The
you
same
know,
source.
The same
you're,
as everybody.
You're hearing it at this work session or the city council meeting.
Yeah, we don't have an opportunity to sit in these super secret meetings with different people and hear from the get-go.
But I think that's one of the things. It's really important that people understand they're. They are, the city is being open and transparent about this. There is a process, and oftentimes what I have experienced over the years is when a new business is looking at coming to North Platte or opening their doors in our city, they have some things in place, some stipulations with the city that the city can't release certain information mm-hmm. until a certain time. And that's not hiding anything. It's
no,
simply a
business.
Matter of being, yeah, business. And, you know, it's interesting to me, and I've approached this, that I'm going to, there's not a lot about should this beef plant come to fruition. Doesn't really present new hazards for the fire department. It's simply going to be more of something depending upon the processes they use. So I've
an increase in population.
Absolutely. But I've taken time to kind of look at the new technologies that are involved in that that industry, and I would tell you from everything I've seen, this is not going to be anything like we've seen in this area or this part of the country. So we have to be careful. And I completely understand everybody's angst about it. That's just what happens
sure.
when we see this type of thing. So
it shows the people care as well.
You bet. You bet. They've got passion for this. So. Mm-hmm.
And Chief Hudson, we only have a few minutes before our next break, but you brought it up at the city council work session. People are saying, well, we're going to become Lexington. In terms of crime, you'd like to see us become Lexington, wouldn't you?
We would not be disappointed. And I tell you, you know, this has been a hard couple weeks for us as an organization because we've had to go out publicly and talk about, we will always talk about our numbers. We own our numbers. We're very honest, open, and transparent about where we stand as far as crime goes. But when we, as I look down here, I have to put my readers on, but I should know these numbers pretty well because
you've had to say them a lot.
I've said them a lot. Let's look at Lexington in 2019. They had a total property and violent crimes of 186 crimes. We had 901. Their 2018 crimes were 151. We were at 1,110. So we're twice as big as Lexington is mm-hmm. when we look at. As we compare to Hastings and Fremont, those are cities that are much more similar to our size, but we still outpace all those locations on crime. So the belief that all of a sudden overnight our crime in Lexington, and again I've talked a lot with Chief over there and stuff, so we're not throwing any rocks because if who are we to throw rocks when they say, yeah, look at your crime stats. But they will say when the plant first came in the next 2 years, they got to the highest crime in the city. But again, as we talked about it at the working session, they had 11 police officers and 2 police cars.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in thousands of workers into a town of 5,000 people. So it did change their culture. It did
and
change
it happened
their social
overnight.
And mm-hmm. it really did. So
as folks may have noticed, this is not happening overnight here.
No, and the fact is, like I said last week, we are a town of about 25,000 people roughly. If you bring in 875 people, our community still sets our norms. Our community still sets what we find is important, what we value and stuff like that. And 875 people bringing into a town of 25,000 is not going to change the norms. If you bring 35 to 4,000 new people overnight into a town of 5,000 people, the group that just came in, it becomes the norms.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're not going to have that issue. We're not going to have that problem. There will be growth. There will be some change. There will be some
sure.
stuff. But again, also, I know we were up against a break, so just tell me to shut up. But up against a break, that's an official.
Well, Chief Thompson was ready for that one.
Oh, yeah, see, we're later in the morning now. I'm getting tired.
It's almost nap time for the fire department. They've had their breakfast. They've washed the truck. But and we also just, I hate to, you know, we don't even know what this workforce is going to look like. These are good jobs that are going to be higher than the medium income for our local economy already. Mm-hmm. So if you can get a job that pays $4,000 or $5,000 more than what the medium income for our community is with decent benefits, who knows what this workforce is going to look like? So, you know, there's a lot of unknowns out there, and we can jump to, or we can speculate and jump to conclusions, but the reality is none of us really know exactly what we're going forward and looking at. But all I can say is that the North Platte Police Department, and with cooperation of the North Platte Fire Department, we're looking down the road. We will continue to provide proactive, professional fire and police service for anybody that lives, for our entire community, whether it's, you know, people that work at a packing plant, people that work at a distribution center, people that work at, you know, whatever they could bring in, or people that work at the railroad, you know.
Even the lowly media professionals.
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't know how I feel about the delay.
You stunned me that you would be lowly. I was like, big words. Yeah. No, so we'll get through it, and we'll be fine, and, you know, there will be maybe a hiccup, a change here and there, but you know what?
Growing pains.
We have hiccups and changes when I-80 closes for the weekend because of snow in Wyoming. It changes the dynamics of our community. It changes, you know, a lot of things, and we get through it.
We're going to step aside for a quick news break here on Mugs in the Morning. We'll continue the conversation with Chief Hudson and Chief Thompson next on KODY.
Time to check your local news. Here's Tristan Winder. A Nebraska college has now identified two international students who were killed last week at the school's aviation maintenance facility. A 21 and 24-year-old were killed April 1st while working on airplane engines inside the facility at the Sydney Municipal Airport. The sophomores from South Korea and China were enrolled in the Western Nebraska Community College Aviation Maintenance Technical Program. No further details have been released about how the students died. Governor Pete Ricketts has objected to an effort to designate parts of South Central and Southwestern Nebraska as a federally recognized National Heritage Area in an attempt to boost tourism. Governor Ricketts has voiced concern, saying the designation requires approvals from Congress and the National Park Service. In the latest out of the current Nebraska legislative session, local governments that want to get a boost in property tax revenue would have to send postcards to notify all their taxpayers and hold a standalone public hearing where residents could voice their opinion. Lawmakers gave the proposal first-round approval on Wednesday with a 36-1 vote. Nebraska lawmakers also adopted and amended a separate bill that would change the funding source for a proposed school safety reporting program before giving Gothenburg Senator Matt Williams' bill second-round approval. The proposal would allow individuals to unanimously report any concerns about school safety. Today marks day number 57 of the 107th Nebraska legislative session.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind One Coat Ready Mix White provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We'll see mostly sunny skies here for today with a high in the upper 60s. Breezy northwest winds increase around 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. And for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 36. By Friday, a slight chance for some rain showers here late, increasing cloud cover, high 50 degrees. And Saturday, sunny, high of 66. That's your weather forecast for KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM.
Husker Radio Sports.
With a look at your Husker Radio Sports, I'm Tanner Struckman. The Nebraska football team continued spring practices as they get ready for the annual red-white scrimmage on May 1st. One note from Scott Frost was a couple injuries. At least six Huskers will miss the rest of spring camp with injuries, including USC transfer running back Marquise Stepp, starting defensive end Ben Stilley, and freshman defensive back Marquise Buford. He also named long snappers Cade Mueller and Camden Witucky, and walk-on receiver Brock Douglas as well as being out for the spring practice. They'll be back in action again for spring practice on Friday. As for Nebraska baseball, they return to action this Friday at home against Maryland. They'll start up Friday night. They'll play Saturday and Sunday, all three at home, all three on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. As for Nebraska volleyball, reminder, no action this weekend. They will open up the NCAA tournament not until next Thursday, April 15th. High school action going on today. North Platte at the Grand Island track invite today. North Platte boys golf will host a home duel against McCook today. That'll be held at Lake Maloney Golf Course. Other action includes St. Pat's boys golf. They're at Gothenburg.
And finally, the inaugural season opener for Maxwell St. Pat's Baseball Co-op today at Lincoln Christian. That has been postponed to tomorrow due to anticipated weather in Lincoln. It'll be the same times again tomorrow for Maxwell St. Pat's as they kick off their baseball co-op. That's sports. I'm Tanner Struckman.
When the outside elements are bad, you want the protection of a good shelter. Good protection for your personal items is important, too. That's why Shelter Insurance offers many affordable products. In North Platte, you can call three great agents to help you understand your options. Pete Bolts, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt can help you get the right coverage at the right price. From home, farm, and business to auto, life, and recreational vehicles. Find Pete, Brent, and Bo at shelterinsurance.com.
Back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio. Glad to be with you here on a sunny Thursday, April 8th. We are blessed to have Chief Dennis Thompson joining us in the studio, the fire chief for the City of North Platte, and Chief Dan Hudson for the City of North Platte Police Department. Appreciate both chiefs joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And, you know, we were talking about some concerns of the public here with Sustainable Beef's proposal to come to the City of North Platte just a few minutes ago. But I personally feel that it's very promising to find out that Both Chief Thompson and Chief Hudson are very much on top of this and already investigating it. And last Wednesday we had Chief Hudson in with his other best friend here in the area. Sheriff Kramer was in with Chief Hudson as well. And we know that you work very well with the Sheriff's Department, Chief Hudson, and your agencies all cooperate very well together when need be. And Sheriff Kramer and his staff are prepared for an increase in population and a possibility of an increase in crime in the county.
Absolutely, and, you know, with Sheriff Kramer, we talk often also, and those are some funny conversations, too.
If you could be a fly in the wall on those.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? He's passionate about his profession, and he's passionate about his organization, and they, you know, contrary to some social media posting, the jail expansion was not a prerequisite of a possibility of other industry coming to town. It was something that had been planned for a long time, and but they do a great job, and we work together, and you know, with his sidekick over there, Raleigh, and stuff like that, there's a lot of really good work that gets done, and you know, it's a great partnership. And and like we said, I think Sheriff Kramer and I, we mentioned the day before that we'd had breakfast with the Troop D commander, the Western Nebraska commander, and the person that's in charge of all the truck traffic as far as from the Nebraska State Patrol. So we meet pretty regularly with all those folks. You know, we try to get together once a quarter, if not every other month, and we just kind of talk about what's going on in our different shops and stuff like that. And again, that's how we build those relationships, to make sure that when SWAT's in town or when this is in town, we have a pretty flawless cooperation, because we've kind of already talked about all that stuff.
Now, Chief Thompson, we know that the weather today is going to be extremely flattering outside. We're starting to get into those spring and summer conditions finally here, which mean more people are going to be outdoors, and they may be doing some burning around their property. Maybe folks are going to be having some bonfires in the evenings to enjoy the outdoors. Obviously, that's all fine and dandy, but we highly encourage folks, when you're doing things like that, be safe.
Absolutely. This is a... This is a wonderful time of year, and we certainly we need it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been cooped up for a long time. That's right. But we are. I see already today they've issued a red flag warning starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But it's interesting as people come in to the fire department to get burn permits. Just to let everybody know, the state of Nebraska is under a burn ban 365 days a year. Through state statute and state fire marshal's office, they allow local fire chiefs to lift that burn ban to assist property owners with removing debris and things.
Sure.
And so it's important that they come in and they get that burn permit from us. I'm always there to visit with folks, and we do everything we can to accommodate that. Occasionally, though, we do restrict that here locally just because of the conditions like today.
And for the public safety.
Absolutely. For the public safety, we want to look out for their neighbors and for everybody. So, but if anybody has concerns of that sort, as always, my office is open and always willing to sit down and visit with folks about anything that they have questions or concerns about. That's what I'm here for, and Chief Hudson, our doors are open, so we encourage people to take advantage of that.
And Chief Thompson, for folks that maybe want to have a bonfire on some of these nicer evenings, they're going to perhaps use that fire pit. Tell us about what kind of safety precautions they need to take when getting ready to roast those marshmallows or other activities.
Sure, and I don't want to speak too much for the Fire Marshal Lewis and Deputy Fire Marshal McConnell, but again, we have regulations in place. Even with the burn permits, the manufactured pits, There are some things you need to do. They've got to be covered. They've got to be 20 feet from a structure. They can't be under power lines. We recommend that folks come in, even if it's just for a burn pit, bonfire, come in and get that burn permit, just so, as we know, sometimes our neighbors don't know exactly what's happening, and they get on the phone, and we end up making a run to a place that probably, had we had a permit on file, we could have let that caller know, hey, we know that's occurring, and we've inspected it to make sure it's safe, and that's really what it's about. We come out and do inspections of these sites before they burn, just to make sure everything's in place for their safety and everybody else's.
And Chief Thompson, we know that we're not out of the danger yet in terms of some cooler temperatures. We had some cooler temperatures earlier this week. For folks that maybe don't want to flip that heater back on, maybe they're using a space heater, need to remember the dangers of the space heaters and leaving them on for long periods of time and potentially unattended.
Absolutely. We're in that area right now where you don't know if you want your there was a couple days I wanted my air conditioner on, but
yeah.
My wife tells me not yet, so she runs that furnace. But yeah, as folks maintain that your home equipment and appliances and things, and you know, again, many agencies within the city of North Platte and businesses that are, you know, the local gas company, inspect those furnaces, inspect all those units as we prepare for a new season, and make sure they're all in good working order. Keep you know, debris from piling up. I know in the past, and I believe in the future, the city has some plans for providing some roll-offs and things around the community to help people as they clean up for mm-hmm. the spring. Take advantage of that. We'll do everything we can to just make this a clean, safe place to be for everybody.
You know, absolutely. If I can throw in too, and as we get into the spring, it's severe weather warning time.
Yes.
Here. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's as Chief Thompson talks about, making sure, you know, batteries and all that stuff. I wasn't really paying attention to you, Chief. Sorry. What were you talking about? No, but as we talk about radios and stuff, because, you know, as we get into tornado season and we get into those things, but making sure you have a portable radio and making sure that we have the ability to have a plan in our house, our households, to say this is what we're doing. And contrary to popular opinion, the plan should be seek shelter and listen to the radio. Don't go out and see what kind of video film you can get because, hey, sitting on the rooftop watching, there it is. We have plenty of weather spotters out there, but you know, as we get into this time of year in Western Nebraska especially, we will start to have some severe weather, and you know, make sure you have your radios, make sure you have a plan, make sure you have some water and those things in a crawl space or whatever shelter you would seek, but make sure that you have the ability to seek that shelter.
I would throw in a quick plug for our Lincoln County Emergency Management. Their office provides a lot of information. It's available online, and by calling their office, they provide a great deal of user-friendly information, how to prepare for these things. So, again, they're there to make sure, as a community in our county, that we're safe and we're prepared for whatever presents
itself. Mr. Myers does a great job.
Amazing. Yeah, indeed. He and Joanna do a great job up there. Work with them almost daily.
And we, you know, as we talk about this team that we spend so much time talking about, emergency management, that region, they're 51. They're involved in it all the time because we have, you know, we've talked several times on the show about, you know, snow emergencies and how we track these storms and how we look at this stuff. And generally, what, about a week beforehand, we're all sitting in the conference room on conference calls with the National Weather Service and stuff, and Chief's there, I'm there, you know, people from shops are there, State Patrol's there, and Brandon, his shop is one that coordinates all that stuff. So, again, they're an integral part of all of this planning that goes into it as far as the public safety, they're a vital element of the public safety team.
We have time for one last commercial break here on Mugs in the Morning. We'll continue talking to Chief Thompson and Chief Hudson right after this on KODY. And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo, Bo Witt, and Pete Foltz. Community strong all day long. Chief Hudson, Chief Thompson joining us here this morning again for Mugs in the Morning on KODY. We're talking a little fire safety with Chief Thompson a few minutes ago. And Chief Hudson, we know with the warmer temperatures, more folks going to be outside, maybe some folks doing a little bit of traveling on the roads this summer. Would highly encourage them, as we always do, keep the phone down. Don't want to give in to that distracted driving. Stay focused on the road.
Absolutely. You know, and give yourself plenty of time.
This, yep, that's what we always
say. You spend time, we get on that road and you drive to Omaha, and I was joking with, we were back east for Easter, and it's bug season on I-80.
Indeed it is.
Both directions.
It's your like, windshield can testify.
Oh, yeah, it's bug season. But you know what? Just set the cruise control at 75. That's plenty fast enough, and it's kind of nice when you set the cruise control at the right speed and just wave at all those state patrolmen as they sit in
don't
the medium. You don't
have
to go, oh, wow. Not checking the mirror to see if they flipped around on you or not.
No, oh, crap moment.
Yeah, so just, you know, give yourself plenty of time. You know, weather, watch the weather. We, coming back, you know, we had a little bit of rain around Kearney, but the lightning and thunder you're watching was a little north of us. But we're getting that time of year where, you know, we are subject to horribly downpours or big downpours and rain and thunder and lightning and stuff like that, so give yourself time. As we get into the summer, you know, remember, don't leave, if you're getting running into the store, don't leave your purse or your wallet or your computer sitting on your passenger seat as your windows are still down and stuff like that, and make sure we're locking up our houses as we look at our crime stats. And, you know, so many of our stuff is burglaries and theft from motor vehicles and theft of cars. We didn't have... trying to think what we only had like 5 crimes last week. I looked at the numbers yesterday when I got them. But again, one crime is too much, especially the ones that are theft from motor vehicles or stuff like that. Those
easily
are all
preventable.
Yeah. And that's the frustrating thing, and I think in our profession is we look at stuff that in some ways is so easily preventable. It's not so easy, because if it was easily preventable, everyone would do it. But our goal is to try to educate our community and educate them and get them to buy in without scaring the heck out of them. With you know, we don't want people to fortify their homes and this and that, but we would like people to just take that extra step so they don't become a victim, and things will still work out pretty well.
And you mentioned off the air before we went on to Chief Hudson, your law enforcement officers had a busy couple of weeks taking some narcotics off the streets.
Yeah, for this week, I think we've gotten the two big ones were about 6.5 ounces of methamphetamines. Excuse me. That's quite a bit of narcotics, and you know we can try to intercede and interdict that kind of movement because that all gets into our community. And one of those, we're not so sure that was one of them was about 5 ounces, and we were not so sure that this was the final destination of that narcotics. But there were some other things that we'd learned in the first stop. In a search warrant that we recovered some things that we won't discuss on the air, but we've definitely passed them that information on to the intel community in Missouri, so it can be disseminated to our region with some things that we found in that search warrant. That you know the criminal element is constantly changing how they do things, and they're mm-hmm. and it's becoming more and more sophisticated, especially as far as the trafficking and distribution hub, the things that they do to try to monitor and maintain control and possession of their product is pretty ingenious. And so when we find different things, it's like, oh, that's interesting. We make sure we get it out to our counterparts, and so people can start looking for things. And in this day and age, especially as drugs do flow, you know, across the interstates and stuff, there's ingenious ways that they try to hide it and conceal it and track it and monitor it and stuff like that. And all of that's through modern technology. And it's, I mean, we joke about it. We're playing cops and robbers just like we did when we were kids. But we're just a little higher stakes.
You have an official badge now, too. That helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, not made out of plastic anymore.
Yeah, it's an official. So it is interesting and it's ever-changing.
Now, gentlemen, we do need to wrap up. Anything that you wanted to add this morning, Chief Thompson, before we conclude the hour?
You know, I just, again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm honored to serve the city of North Platte in the position I do, and honored to serve with the folks I serve with. It's just a great, great pleasure every day. Get up not knowing what may present, but knowing that I'm surrounded by great people that we're gonna get through it. We're gonna do what it takes to make improvements and make this a great community.
And now that you know where the studio is, Chief Thompson, you have an invitation to come by any time. We'd love to have you again, sir.
I appreciate that, by golly. I'd been waiting for the chief to invite me, but I...
How many times have we sat here at 8 o'clock saying, yeah, he said he was going to be here. His guys must have made a big breakfast this morning that he can't get over here this morning.
Now, wait a minute, Chief Hudson. You're talking about breakfast a lot.
Well...
We're forgetting the real breakfast cliche comes from your department.
Well, those are power rings, you know. I did get a text earlier that said, donuts and CID this morning, so they better save me one.
No. If not, jobs might be lost.
No, it's a great pleasure. Like Chief Thompson says, it's an incredible blessing to get to be in our positions because we have great people around us. We work for a community that truly cares about our professions. We live in a part of the world where mm-hmm. people care about us still.
And have that respect.
And have that respect. And our goal is to come to work every day to make North Platte the safest community that we can for those that live, work, and play here. And we're going to continue working through that. And we're going to, whatever hiccups come up, we'll face head on.
Gentlemen, we sure do appreciate you making some time for us. Appreciate the service you give to keeping our community safe. Look forward to having you both in the studio sometime in the near future.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for another edition of Mugs of the Morning on KODY North Platte with translator K291BW. Have a great Thursday, folks.